Okay, good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here. So nice to see all of you. And I turned the recording on, yes. Thank you so much for coming this morning and being such of an incredibly meaningful learning experience. The COLA does such outstanding work for all of us in the Chicagoland Jewish community, and I personally feel so indebted to them for all the opportunities they bring to us throughout the year, and then culminating with this just unbelievable 2 days, high-level, intense learning experience. I want to thank Mrs. Lynn Kraft for all of her efforts and to ensure such high-quality programming, and of course, Rabbi Brand, who's just such a tremendous visionary and always thinking of new and innovative programming that everyone can benefit from, but obviously specifically here we are today, the Neely part of the Kollel program, and such we're so blessed to have this Kollel in our midst, and thank you for being a part of today's and maybe yesterday's learning Yarchei Kala. I'm so honored and thrilled to be a part of it again this year, and it's such a pleasure to be here with you this morning. Our topic today is Yitro, who, what, sort of, when, when, where, and why. And the topic I want to speak to you is not about an event, but about this particular individual, Yitro. Yitro is somebody that appears throughout a critical point in our narrative in Chumash, and whose identity is somewhat clouded in mystery. You may not have thought that coming in here, but actually it's quite mysterious. Let me explain. We're going to begin our exploration in Sefer Shmot, which is on page 2 of your source sheet. And we have here Perek Shmot Perek Yurchet. Let's take a look inside. Vayishma Yitro Kohen Midyan. Yitro, the Kohen, the priest of Midyan, who's also Chotein Moshe. I'm not going to translate that just yet. He hears. What does he hear? Kol asher asah Elokim leMoshe, everything God has done for Moshe uli Yisrael amo, and for the people. Ki hotzi Hashem et Yisrael miMitzrayim. He's heard about all. And by the way, this is of course according to the Psukim. The Mefarshim have other ideas sometimes, but lefi haPasuk, he hears about all the miracles that Hashem did on behalf of Bnei Yisrael, taking them out of Mitzrayim. Vayikach Yitro Chotein Moshe, he takes Tzipora, Eshet Moshe, the wife of Moshe, after she's been sent away, right? Moshe and Tzipora are already married, but Moshe goes back to bring the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Tzipora stays there in Midian. And he brings the two sons, Ve'et Shnei Baneha, Asher Shem HaChad Gershom, the Shem HaChad Eliezer, I'm skipping to Pasuk Dalet, right? The two sons of Moshe and Tzipora who have names that have meanings. We're not going to explore them right now. Pasuk He, Vayavo Yitro Chotein Moshe, Yitro again, the Chotein of Moshe, comes Bana Vishoa Moshe, they all come to Moshe, El Hamidbar Asher Hu Chonesh Sham Har HaElokim. Where do they come to, according to the Pasuk? They come to the Midbar, which is where Har HaElokim is. What is Har HaElokim? Har Sinai, the Sinai Desert, Har Sinai, Midbar Sinai. Vayomer Moshe, he says to Moshe, Ani chotencha Yitro, I am your chotein. Again, we're going to try to figure out exactly what that means, Yitro. I've come to you, ba'elacha v'ishtecha v'shnei baneha. V'ishtecha v'shnei baneha. We've all come to greet you. And Moshe goes out showing a tremendous amount of respect. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, he in himself deserves a lot of kavod, but he himself goes out and gives that kavod to this relative of his, to Yitro. And the Mefarshim tells us that once the people saw Moshe going, then Aaron joined and lots of people joined. So it's this whole entourage of people that was going to greet Yitro. Vayishachulo, he bows, vayishaklo, and he gives him a kiss. Vayishalu ish l're'ehu shalom, they greet each other. And they go to the tent, Vayavo Ohala. And Moshe tells him, Pasuk Chet, Vayisaper Moshe Lechotno. He tells his relative, Et Kol Asher Asah Hashem LeParo Mitzrayim. Tells him about all the miracles, right? The Mako, Kriyat, so many miracles, of course, that took place. Aladot Yisrael, for Bnei Yisrael, on behalf of them. Vet Kol Hatzla'a Asher Matzatzem Baderech. All the trials and tribulations of the journey, and how Hashem has saved them, Vayatzileim Hashem. Yitro's response to all of this, Pasuk Tet, Vayichad Yitro, Al Kol HaTova Asher Asa Hashem LeYisrael. He was overjoyed, he was ecstatic about all of these great things Hashem has done for Bnei Yisrael, saving us and from Mitzrayim, from Amalek, taking us through the Midbar, everything. Vayomer Yitro, Pasuk Yod, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Etchem, Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Paro, Asher Hitzil Ta'am, right, he blesses Hashem. Ataya Dati, Pasuk Yod Aleph, now I know, Ki Gadol Hashem Mikol HaElohim, right, Hashem is greater than any other God, and mind you, this is a Kohen Mijan, this is someone who's very familiar with other gods. Ki Badavar Asher Zadzu Aleihem, in Pasuk Yod Bet, Vayikach Yitro Chotein Moshe, he takes olah uzvachim la'elohim, right? He brings korbanot. He brings an olah, korban olah. Vayavo aharon v'kol ziknei Yisrael. They all come la'achol lechem im chotein Moshe. They all join him. They break bread together. They eat together. What a wonderful way to celebrate lifnei ha'elohim, right, in front of Hashem. Okay, so what do we learn from all this? Who can summarize some of that for us? What do we know from these psukim?
Yitro comes to visit Moshe with Moshe's wife and two sons. He's greeted respectfully by Moshe. Others join Moshe in giving him respect, and then Moshe speaks to Yitro about all that Hashem has done for the people.
Beautiful.
Although it begins by saying that Yitro knew, had heard about it.
Well, he heard about it, but now that maybe he hears it firsthand. You know, it's one thing you hear rumors, this miracle, that miracle. He hears it now from the person who was so involved in orchestrating those miracles, right? It's a whole another level of knowledge and of appreciation. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It is at this point, the continuation of this parak, that Yitro offers his, right, quintessential advice to Moshe. Such beautiful, right, maybe basic, but it really helped Moshe. What does he suggest? Vayihi mimacharat. That's an interesting word. What does mimacharat mean? Machar, the next day. So the next day, maybe after he came, or perhaps the next day of a different time. We'll have to explore. Turn the page. Vayar chotein Moshe. Again, and it's really interesting here. I'm going to ask you in a minute. Yitro's name here is not mentioned, only his relationship to Moshe, chotein Moshe. So Vayar Chotein Moshe, Kol Hosher Hu Oseh La'am. Right? Any of you ever feel like overwhelmed and burdened by all your responsibilities? Right? Maybe like multiply that by like, I don't know, 600,000. And you'll understand how Moshe was feeling at the time. The entire Bnei Yisrael would come, right? And they would just be with him, asking him questions, asking for his advice, asking him to resolve issue after issue, day after day. And Yitro sees this. Yitro says, "Vayar pasuk yedad, vayar chotein Moshe." He sees at kol asher hu asal am everything he's doing for the nation. Vayomer, "Ma hadavar hazeh asher ata asal am? What are you doing? Right? Maduat hayoshev levadecha? Why are you sitting here by yourself with all the responsibilities on your shoulders? V'chol ha'am nitzav elecha min haboker ad ha'erev. Right? From morning till night, everyone's coming to see you and to ask, pick your head. What do I do with this? How do I make this? All the kind of questions that come up. Vayomer Moshe lechotno, ki avo elai ha'am, right, they're coming to me, lidrosh elokim, like they have questions, they want me to answer. Ki la lahem davar, pasuk tetzayin, ba'elai, when something comes up, they come to me. Vishafatati bein ishu vein re'ehu, and I'm judging between, friends and friends. V'hodati et chukei ha'elokim ve'et taratav. And what is he teaching them? What is he giving over to them? Chukei ha'elokim. What are chukim? Laws, right? The laws of Hashem and his Torot. We're going to come back to that. And then you get Vayomer Chotin Moshe, Lo Tov Hadavar Asher Ata Oseh. This is not, right, you're going to lose your mind. This can't continue. You need help. He right, comes up with this whole, basically a judicial system where there's lower courts, per se. You know, different people hearing different issues, and the highest or the most difficult issues then come to Moshe. We're going to skip to Pasuk Kaf Dalet. Vayishma Moshe lekol chotno. Moshe takes this advice. Vayas kol asher amar. He does everything that was suggested to him. He picks Vayivchar Moshe and Sheichayel. He picks different people to fulfill these different positions. And then Pasuk Kaf Zayin. Vayishlach Moshe et chotno. He sends, right, they say goodbye. He sends them away. Vayelach lo el artzo. We're going to come back to this too. He goes back to his land. Meaning, who goes back to his land? Yitro goes back to Midian. Right? Beautiful story. Right? He comes, he hears, he celebrates, gives this beautiful advice that makes Moshe's life a whole lot easier, and then he goes back to his land. Wouldn't it be nice if it was all that simple? Okay, turn the page, please. Next page. Who was Yitro? If I ask any of you in this room, all very smart, intelligent women, who was Yitro? An advisor to Paro. Excellent. His father-in-law. Whose father was he? Zipporah. Right. Moshe is married to Zipporah. We all know. We all think that Yitro was Zipporah's father, and that Chotein Moshe therefore means father-in-law. Let's take a closer look inside. Well, like from the word, like right, chatan, right? Okay. Let's step back a little bit. Earlier in Sefer Shmot, Perek Bet, going back in time, you remember Moshe grew up in the house of Paro, right? And slavery wasn't really a part of his life. And then he sees an Ish Mitzri, right? He sees an Ish Mitzri, Makai Ish Ivri, and he kills that Ish Mitzri. And Paro hears this. This is where we're picking up the story, Pasuk Tetvav. Vayishma Paro et hadavar hazab. Paro hears what Moshe has done. Vayivakesh laharog et Moshe. He wants to kill Moshe now. Vayivrach Moshe mipnei Paro. Moshe has to run away. Vayeshev be'eretz Midian. He goes to Eretz Midian, Vayeshev al ha-be'er, he goes to the well. Ula Kohen Midian, now who we just said was a Kohen Midian? Yitro is described that way. Ula Kohen Midian, Sheva Banot, he has seven daughters, and they're at the well trying to, right, draw water for the tzon. And their other shepherds are causing problems. Moshe comes along and saves the day. Vayavo haro'im vayugarshum. Moshe sends them away. Vayakam Moshe, vayoshi'an, vayash getzonam. Moshe comes, sends away the troublemakers, and gives water to the cattle. Vatavona el re'u el avihen. The seven daughters of the Kohen Midian go to their father. Who's their father? Re'u'el. And he says, Mazua mehartem. Wait, how'd you do that so quickly, right? Mazua mehartem boy. And they tell him that this man came and helped us. Skipping a couple of psukim, pasuk kaf aleph, vayoal Moshe la shevet ha'ish. Moshe sits with him, and this man decides that Moshe would be a good son-in-law. Vayitein et Zipporah bito l'Moshe. So Moshe gets married to Zipporah. Zipporah, the daughter of. Okay, well now we have a problem, don't we? Because we all thought that Zipporah was the daughter of Yitro, but how much more clear can you get that actually Zipporah seems to be the daughter of Re'u'ah? Right, we all thought Zipporah was of Yitro. These psukim seem to say that actually she's the daughter of Re'u'ah. And they have a son, Batelet Ben, they call him Gershom. Okay, we're going to figure this all out. Let's go to Rashi for a second. Rashi Perek Yudchet Pasuk Aleph. Rashi quotes a famous source that says, "Sheva very," and this solves all of our problems. Okay, beautifully wipes them away. Sheva shemot nikreulo. Guess what? Yitro had seven names. Okay? And one of them is Yitro. And one of them is Reuel. And one of them is Yetzer, one of them is Chovav, which we're going to come back to also. One of them is Chever, Kaini, Putuyel. So really, we don't have a problem, Rashi says, because he was known by seven names, you can pick or choose how you want to refer to him, but it's all the same person. And he quotes different reasons why he's called by these names. For example, Yetzer, Al Shem Sheyiter Parsha Achat B'Torah, that he added, like Yoter, a section of the Torah, right? The whole section of the advice given to Moshe was added because of Yitro, okay? Yitro, why is he called Yitro? K'sheni Gayer, when he converted, V'kayim HaMitzvot Hosifu Lo Ot Achat Al Shmo. So he was Yeter, now he gets another letter because he's converted. So now he's known as Yitro. And Chovav Shechivev Et HaTorah, he had a love for the Torah. Chovav, okay. Let's go to the end of line 3 in the Rashi. V'yesh Omrim, some say that Reuel Aviv Shel Yitro Haya. That actually, now he's already told us that Reuel was one of the names for Yitro, but now we're told that maybe actually Reuel was Yitro's father. Okay, so good, excellent. V'tavon, and he quotes that. Umahu Omer, what about this pasuk? V'tavon el Reuel Havehen. And he says, well, actually, there was a custom, Shatinokot Karin La'avi Avihen Abba. There was a custom that kids would call their grandparents by the name of father. Okay, so maybe he was Tzipora's father, maybe he wasn't. Maybe they called him Abba, even though he was their Saba. They were very close to him. Interesting. Okay. Let's go back for a second to the Psukim, Pasuk Kaf Gimel. Lots of time goes by. Vayhi bayamim harabim. Moshe Zemidyan, possibly for about 40 years, maybe more. Okay? And the Melech Mitzrayim dies. Bnei Yisrael get a little bit of a break from the hard work. Vatal Shavatam El Ha'elokim, their prayers go up to Hashem, which takes us to the next parak, Parak Gimel, which tells us, Umoshe Haya Ro'eh Etzon, read it with me, Yitro Chotno Kohen Midyan. Okay, now we have Yitro as the Kohen Midyan, which we had in Parak Yerchet. Okay, so, however, just a few psukim ago, it was Reuel who was the Kohen Midyan. Some Mefarshim say that all this time has gone by. So yes, Reuel was the Kohen Midyan, and now, you know, he's passed on, and now it's Yitro who's the Kohen Midyan. I'm going to show you a source now. The Ibn Ezra has blown me away preparing for this year. I'm like, it's amazing. Okay, I'm going to come back a few times to the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says, on this pasuk, Yitro Chotno, he says, I couldn't make this up if I tried. Lefi da'ati, according to my opinion, shehu achei tzipora. Kasher afareish bepasuk vayomer Moshe lechovav. Ibn Ezra says, Reuel is not Yitro. They are not one and the same person. There is Reuel, and he has a son named Yitro. And he also has seven daughters, one of whom is Tzipora. What does that make the relationship between Yitro and Tzipora? Not father and daughter, but brother and sister. And that's what the Ibn Ezra maintains. That Yitro is actually not the father of Tzipora, but does that blow you away? It blew me away. Well, listen, I mean, I think there's, and we're going to go on and see more of his opinion, but the fact that, okay, Reuel was a Kohen Midyan, now Yitro is a Kohen Midyan. The fact that Rashi says they called their grandfather Abba. Okay, maybe, or maybe not.
The pasuk says he was his
No, so Ibn Ezra is going to have to explain that too. We're going to come back to it. We're going to skip a little bit to Sefer Bamidbar. Okay, Sefer Bamidbar, the Jewish people are just about to leave Har Sinai. Anybody know how long they spent at Har Sinai? I'm sure you all do.
The question is,
How long did they spend at Har Sinai, the Jewish people? At least, right? At least 80, because we know Moshe had to go up and down twice each time for 40.
They were there from Sivan till Tishrei.
Longer. They were there from Sivan of the first year, right? They leave Mitzrayim in Nisan. A couple weeks later, they get Sivan there at Har Sinai. Good. They're there until the following Iyar. So it's almost a whole year, because the month after Iyar is Sivan. So they're about 11 and a half months. The Torah tells us exactly which day they leave. It's like the 22nd or something day of Iyar. Okay. They're about to leave Har Sinai and travel what was supposed to be a three-day journey to Eretz Yisrael. 3 days. Like super fast. We know, of course, things changed. But at the moment they're about to leave, we have these four psukim, which say as follows. Vayomer Moshe, Lechovav ben Reuel Hamidjani Chotein Moshe. Okay, we've seen these words before. We've seen Kohen Midjan. Actually, Kohen Midjan is not here. Chovav is not a Kohen Midjan. But he is ben Reuel. He's the son of Reuel. And he's also Chotein Moshe. Okay, now how does Rashi explain it? That we've seen it already. Rashi, what does he say about Yitro? The seven names. Okay, Chovav is one of them. But even if you say that Yitro's Chovav, this pasuk says that Chovav is not Reuel. It's Chovav ben Reuel. Rashi had quoted that source that said Reuel is Yitro, is Chovav, is Yeter, is Putz, is all these people, they're all the same person. But we have this pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar which says that Moshe turns to someone named Chovav, who is the son of Reuel, who is a Midjani, who is also Chotein Moshe. Now, I've taught this before. I'm embarrassed. I've taught this before and taught that this is Yitro. Okay, but now I've seen the Ibn Ezra, and I'm like, wow, this is really fascinating. What does he say to this individual Chovav? He says, we're leaving. Nosim anachnu el hamakom asher amar Hashem oto. We're going to the place Hashem has promised us. Come with us. Lecha itanu v'heitav nulach. Heitav from the shoresh tov. Right, it'll be good for you. That shoresh appears like 5 times in these pesukim. By Hashem Ziber Toval Yisrael, it'll be good for you. Hashem said good things. This individual Chovav, what does he say in Pasuk Lamed? No thanks. Right? Lo Alech Ki'im El Artzi Ve'El Moladeti Elech. If you hear sounds, echoes of Avraham, you're right. And then Moshe says back to him, Vayomer El Na Tazovotanu. Do not leave us. We need you. You're really familiar with the desert. We're not as much. You can be our eyes. And Moshe continues, Pasuk Lamed Bet. If you come with us, Tov, 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 Tov. It'll be really good, okay, for all of us. Good for you, good for us, good for Hashem, good for everybody. Guess what? What's Chovav's response? We don't know. Actually, we don't know. We don't know. The Torah does not, I can show you in Sefer Bamidbar, I'm not making this up. The Torah doesn't tell us. The Torah, we have this conversation. The next Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayesumi Har Hashem. They leave. They start their journey of what's supposed to be 3 days to Eretz Yisrael. The Aron Brit Hashem is in front of them, and they go. Torah doesn't tell us. Did he stay? Did he go? Who is Chovav anyway? Yeah.
In Sefer Shoftim, we do see that part of the Keni is there because Yael is Asher Chavar HaKeni.
Beautiful. We're going to get to Sefer Shoftim in just a minute. Okay, thank you for that.
Oh, I didn't look at the source.
What'd you say?
I didn't look.
So that's, I believe you. I believe you 100%. Okay, I'm trying to decide which source to do first, the Ramban or the Ibn Ezra. Let's do the Ibn Ezra first. Ibn Ezra says, this is on Sefer Bamidbar, these are on these psukim, his commentary. He says, again, I'm not making this up, Matzanu shetzipora hi bat betu'al. according to the Ibn Ezra, Tzipora is actually the daughter of Betuel. Kikain katu vayitena Tzipora bito. Right? He gave Tzipora his daughter. Va'od lahashkot son avihen. They were going to get water for their father's sheep. Ve'el re'u'el avihen. For their father, re'u'el. And he says, Vihine Chovav, who is this angel Chovav? He is Ben Reuel, and therefore Vihine Hu Achei Tzipora. Therefore, he is also a brother of Tzipora. V'im Yitzon Hatoein. People will argue Ki Hakatuv Amar Al Yitro Chotein Moshe. What about the fact that the Torah calls Yitro Chotein Moshe? He says you respond to them. Yesh LaHashiv Ki Derech Hamikra Likro. That the Torah, he has no problem, the Ben Ezra has no problem saying that term, Chotein Moshe, is absolutely applied to a father-in-law or a brother-in-law. And again, continuing his idea that there was Reuel, the father, and seven daughters. And by the way, there were also two sons. The Torah doesn't specify that. But according to Ibn Ezra, that's absolutely 100%. And Chovav is not Yitro.
And Chovav is one of the sons?
Chovav is one of the sons of Reuel. Hmm. Now, why else is he going to say that Chovav is not Yitro? What do we see about Yitro back in Perek Yod Chet? He left. Vayelech lo la'artzo. Vayishlach Moshe, vayelech lo la'artzo. He went back. Okay, well, if you're the Ramban, you're going to say, that's not a problem. He came back. He left. Midian's not that far away. I mean, it's all in the same, right? Moshe ran from Mitzrayim to Midian. Now they're in the Har Sinai. They're in the, it's all the same geographic area. I mean, you're not talking from one end of the world to the other. And that's what the Ramban says. He says, V'chin nir eli kimasha markan vayishlach Moshe chotno, understanding that pasuk that he went back to his vayelech lo artzo, shehayaza b'shana harishona, that was at the beginning. That was when the Bnei Yisrael had just basically arrived at Har Sinai. And he goes back. But what does the Ramban say? V'chazar ilav. So the Ramban maintains that actually Chovav Yitro is the same person. He went, he came back. V'yitachin, it could totally be shehalach sham legayer mishvachto. He went back, right? He was inspired by all the miracles and all the greatness. He goes back, he converts his family. V'chazar leMoshe, and they're still at Har Sinai because of the Chid HaEgel and all, because Moshe had to get all of the Torah from Hashem. Kikarov hu lemijan, because again, it wasn't so far. Granted, they weren't traveling like we travel. Probably took maybe a couple weeks, I don't know, but it didn't take a year. The Kmoshe is Karti Sharei bin Soa Machaner. Again, when they leave in the next year, Be'ir Bishnashniya, when he says no simanachnu, the Ramban maintains that Yitro / Chovav does go with them. The bolt where I have in bold there. How do we know? What's his proof? Sefer Shoftim. Because what are we told in Sefer Shoftim? Look at the bottom of the page. Perek Dalet. The Chaver Hakeni Nifrad Mikain Mibnei Chovav Chotein Moshe. So there are definitely descendants. This is once the Jewish people have gone into Eretz Yisrael and conquered the land and are settling it, right? There definitely are a group of people that are descendants of Chovav, who was Chotein Moshe. Based on that, the Ramban says, this person, Chovav, now he thinks it's Yitro, did say, the Torah doesn't tell us. The Torah does not say whether Chovav, Yitro, maybe not, stayed or didn't stay. Are you guys really confused? Super confused. Yeah, go ahead.
And Shoftim doesn't negate that Ben Ezra. It could also be him.
I think it supports the Ibn Ezra. Right. Yeah, supports the Ibn Ezra. But again, if you follow Rashi, who says, well, Yitro was Chovav, was Reuel, then somebody stayed. That's the bottom line. According to this opinion, this individual who Moshe is talking to did not go back like he said he was going to. He stays, but we don't know. The Torah doesn't actually tell us. Yeah.
So
the person that gave the advice to delegate authority.
Yeah.
Under the Ibn Ezra, is that
Yitro,
grandfather?
Yes.
I mean,
it's Yitro, brother-in-law of Moshe. Yeah. Brother-in-law of Moshe.
Ruel is the father.
No, no, that's what I'm saying. That Ruel. Oh, so it's Yitro, right?
Yes.
It's
right. Yeah. It says specifically
Yitro,
that it's Yitro, Kohen Mijan Chotein Moshe. According to Rashi, it's all the same person. According to Ibn Ezra, you have Ruel, you have Yitro, whose brother to Tzipora and brother to Chova. Yeah.
Wonder when you read Rashi telling us that Yitro had seven names, or Ibn Ezra tells us that Yitro went back and converted his family and converted himself, what do they base themselves on? Are they relying on transmitted midrashim that go way back?
So excellent, yeah, excellent question. I mean, a lot of times what Rashi quotes will be a much older source. Here, part of what he quotes is a Mechilta, which is an older source. The Ibn Ezra is very textual based, you know, so he's looking for textual support, and he finds it, I think.
Does he justify his statement that they convert that?
Well, the thing is that, again, we have that pasuk from Sefer Shoftim that Bnei Chovav were now a part of the Jewish people.
That's his basic.
It's not explicit like it is in the...
And it's very explicit. Sefer Shoftim, there's a pasuk,
No, but it's not like Rashi says they...
So again, if you're Rashi, you say that Bnei Chovav were the descendants of Yitro.
Yeah.
If you're Ibn Ezra, you say that Bnei Chovav are the descendants of Chovav. I mean, they're in the same family,
right,
but they're not.
But
yeah.
In terms of specifying how that they, you know, that he went back and converted his family.
Right.
Is that only in Rashi per se that says that?
No, there's other sources that say that too. Yeah. Yeah.
What does Rashi do with Chovav and
Ruel? Maybe the same thing as, like, you know, the grandkids would call their grandfathers Abba, you know.
But it's in the same.
That they're, you know, it's like they're, it's like you're a son. Ruel. Like you're a son. Like you're, you know.
But if Chovav is Ruel.
Right. Right. I agree. I think it's a problem. Okay. So that's all about who was Yitro. Let's take a couple minutes to talk about when did Yitro come. And again, you think it's pretty clear, but actually I'm going to confuse you even more. Okay. According to the Psukim, so the story in Perek Yud Chet, when Yitro comes, okay, comes right after the story of Amalek. Amalek had just attacked the Jewish people, right? Everyone was, meaning until that point, of course, Amalek we now consider to be our arch enemy of the Jewish people. What was so bad of what they did until that point? Bnei Yisrael were like untouchable. Right? If you look at our tefillah from Az Yashir, every other nation was terrified to get anywhere near Bnei Yisrael. Because they knew of all the miracles, they knew of how much Hashem was involved in their lives. Amalek comes along and says, no big deal, we can fight against them. Of course, Hashem helped and we won, but they had that mentality of, whatever, it's not a big deal, like, who cares about Hashem, who cares about the miracles? The story of Perek Yud Chet comes right after the story of Amalek. Anybody know where the story of Amalek happened, where they attacked them?
Rephidim.
Okay. All right. We have as early as the Gemara. The Gemara says straight out, Talmud Bavli Masechet Zvachim. Let's look at the end of the second line. B'nei Rav Chiya Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Chad Amar, one side says, Yitro Kodem Matan Torah Haya. Because basically what happened is Perek Yud Zayin of Sefer Shemot is Amalek, Perek Yud Chet is Yitro, Perek Yud Tet is Matan Torah. So again, at face value, he comes before Matan Torah. But Chad Amar Yitro Achar Matan Torah Haya. There's another opinion that says actually he came after Matan Torah. Where's the proof for that? Because now, again, it's the less obvious point that you have to prove, right? Where is the proof that Moshe came after Matan Torah?
Yitro came.
Why?
You said Moshe came. You meant
Sorry. What is the proof that Yitro came after Matan Torah?
Well, the people were asking about the laws.
Oh,
there was no law.
Excellent. Beautiful. Right? You remember Yitro turns to Moshe, what are you doing? You're sitting here, you're mourning tonight. He says, I'm teaching them, v'hozati, et chukei Elokim, v'et Torah. Well, what Torah, exactly? The Torah hasn't yet been given. One other point, but before we do that, let's go to the Ramban for a minute. The Ramban, and just because of time, where am I going to paraphrase here? The Ramban says, okay, I'm going to, actually, do you see where, let's see, line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, the end of line 7. V'im koza. The Ramban states the opinion that some people say that he came after Matan Torah. He says, "Im koza ani shoal al hadat." So I'm going to ask a question about this idea. Shekasher shamar hakatuva yishma Yitro kol asher asal Elokim leMoshe leYisrael. Yitro heard about all the great things that Hashem did. Ki hotziyet Yisrael miMitzrayim. What did Yitro hear? All the great things Hashem did for taking them out of Mitzrayim. The Ramban asks, "V'lama lo amar sheshama masha asal leMoshe leYisrael b'matan Torah?" Right? And again, the Ramban is responding to people who say that he came after Matan Torah. If he came after Matan Torah, then hello, right? Talk about Matan Torah. Like, what a more amazing experience is there to talk about? Yes, Yitziat Mitzrayim was amazing. But what about the fact that Hashem just appeared to an entire nation, right? And gave them the Aseret HaDibrot. Like, what? Did you forget? Like, that's just, you know, why not talk about that? He says, "Shehu mehaniflaot hagdolat shnas alahem." That's one of the most amazing miracles Hashem did for Bnei Israel. V'kshamar, when it says in the psukim, the vayisaper Moshe lachot, no, when Moshe was telling about all the miracles, forget about what Yitro heard. Moshe's telling him firsthand. What does he say in the bold? Lama lo siper lo mamad har Sinai. Why omit this amazing moment, this amazing experience that the Jewish people just had? Why isn't that part of the story? And the Ramban says, Kakarov Eli, in my opinion, the Ramban always maintains that Yesh Seder Mukdamu Milchar Batara, that there's always, the Torah follows an order. And yes, it might seem out of place or there might be questions about it, but Amalek happens, then Yitro comes, then there's Matan Torah. That's how the Ramban holds. Other Mefarshim, we're going to see in a minute, don't necessarily concur. But he says, I like to follow HaKrov Elai Lipos Seder HaTorah, Sheba Kore Matan Torah, Biotam BaRefidim, that he actually came to Refidim. Oh, the Pasuk says he came to Har Elohim. Again, it's in the same general area. Okay? That's how Yitro understands the Pesukim. Before we get to the Ibn Ezra again, who I think, again, has blown me away, Sefer Shmot Perek Yotet, right after Yitro comes, says, Bachodesh Hashlishi, let's say B'nai Yisrael, the third month that they left Mitzrayim, Ba'u Midbar Sinai, they get to Har Sinai, Vayis'u Mirifidim. They come from Rifidim, and they come to Har Sinai, and they all beautifully encamp there. Vayichan Sham, right? The famous idea. It was Ke'ish Echad, Kalev Echad. They're all together, united, Neged Ha'har. They're all beautifully camped there. But why do I bring you these psukim? Because here it says that they left Refidim and come to Har Sinai. So now if you're the Ibn Ezra, what are you going to maintain? Amalek happens in Refidim. Yitro, we're told, comes to Har HaElokim, and right after the Torah tells us about Yitro, it tells us they leave Refidim and come to Har Sinai. So if you're the Ibn Ezra, you say he came after Matan Torah. He didn't come to Refidim, he came to Har Sinai. And when were the Jewish people in Har Sinai? Right? So here's what the Ibn Ezra says. Vayishma Yitro, the next page. Hiskir l'mala dvar Amalek ki l'refidim ba. Right, again, the story of Amalek takes place in Perek Yudzayim. V'hayta re'ua parshat b'chodesh hashlishi. The Ibn Ezra says, the logical continuation of the story of Amalek is Perek Yudzet, where they leave Refidim and they come to Har Sinai. Lihutak tuva achard, that the story of Matan Torah should have come right after the story of Amalek. כי כתוב שם, ויסו מרפידים ויבואו סיני. אם כן, the Menagerie says, למה נכנס דברי יתרו בין שתי הפרשיות? Therefore, Yitro maintains that Ibn Ezra maintains that the story of Yitro is placed purposely there. It didn't happen there. The Ibn Ezra believes that in Mukdam u'Mukhar Torah, there is an order. That's not to say that there's no order, that everything's a balagan. But he says in certain places, certain stories are placed or inserted or maybe taken out and placed elsewhere for a reason. Why does he say, why is the story of Yitro purposely placed here? Haga'on amar ki Yitro ba'al mi bar Sinai lifnei Matan Torah. He's quoting another opinion about that he came before Matan Torah. He says, lefi da'ati shelo ba, when did Yitro come? Lo ba rak b'shana ha-shenit achar shehukam ha-mishkan. That actually he came in the second year, a little bit later, after the Mishkan was established. Why? What are we told? What does Yitro do? What's his response to hearing about all the miracles? What does Yitro do? He offers korbanot. Well, where is he offering those korbanot exactly? The Mishkan. Well, when was the Mishkan built? Again, that's a whole other debate of, was the Mishkan before Chet HaEgel, was the Mishkan after Chet HaEgel? There's different opinions, of course.
But that's not necessarily true, because people brought korbanot even before Beit HaMikdash was
The Beit HaMikdash, yes, but not the Mizbeach and the Mishkan. Although you're right, we're told even Noach brought. You're right. Other people have brought korbanot. But we've no, the Ibn Ezra says there's no reference here to any kind of Mizbeach, or that any Mizbeach had been built. Shalohis kir shabana Mizbeach hadash. So where exactly was he bringing his korbanot? V'od k'tiv, like we said before, it also says, v'hodati et chukei elokim v'at taratav, that Moshe's teaching them the Torah. Well, again, he needs that achar matan Torah. He sees it as a proof that Yitro actually comes after Matan Torah. But why? So then why then is the story of Yitro recorded before? Beautiful idea. The Ata Efaresh. Now I'm going to explain. Lama nichnisa parshat Yitro b'makom hazeh. Why is the story of Yitro here? Ba'avur shehizkir lemala hara'a sha'asa malek liYisrael. The previous parasha tells us about, unfortunately, the negative experiences we sometimes have with outside nations. Hiskir kenegdo hatova shasa Yitro liYisrael, as a counter, I'm not sure what the word is, right? To counter the negative, the Torah brings us the positive. That yes, we may have negative moments, we also have beautifully positive moments as well. I'd like to conclude with an idea from Rav Liebtag, who I'm sure you're all familiar with. Brilliant scholar, master teacher. He says the following.
Rav Liebtag lives in Israel.
He says the following, I'm quoting. On the one hand, just to recap. We have the story of Yitro sometime right around Matan Torah, right after, right before. And then we have the story of Chovav, who's maybe Yitro or maybe a brother of Yitro, right as they're leaving Har Sinai, kind of like enveloping enveloping the time that we had at Har Sinai, right at the beginning, right at the end. He says the following: on the one hand, Matan Torah was a singular event intended only for the people of Israel to enter a special covenant and receive Hashem's special laws that make us His nation. However, the deeper purpose of that covenant and those laws was for Bnei Israel to become Hashem's model nation that would help bring His name to all of mankind, should we keep His laws in the proper manner. We must be dedicated to keeping these laws so that our symbiotic relationship with other nations can remain fruitful for the betterment of all mankind. So the story of Yitro is coming at these key moments surrounding Matan Torah to remind us, yes, right, the Torah is what makes us Am Hashem. Hashem is our God. We are His people. But we're meant to teach the Torah and bring the Torah to the entire world. Thank you guys so much for coming.